USA Radio News with Wendy King.
President Trump is taking precautions by staying in the hospital after finding out he has COVID-19. First Lady Melania was also diagnosed with the virus. She is remaining at the White House. Before he left, he tweeted a message saying he was doing well and the First Lady is also doing well. He thanked people for the well wishes and support. Former Vice President Joe Biden and his wife Jill tested negative. He also wished the President and First Lady well during a campaign event in Michigan. But he also said the virus is not going away yet.
We have to do our part to be responsible. It means following the science, listening to the experts, washing our hands, social distancing. It means wearing a mask in public and means encouraging others to do so as well.
Senator Kamala Harris and her husband have also tested negative. This is USA Radio News.
You know, it's true. Difficult times have a way of focusing us. We have to think about what matters most when it comes to our spending, our health care. No doubt, this is why so many people are joining MediShare right now. MediShare is a trusted way to save up to 50% on your monthly health care costs. More than 400,000 people have already made the switch. It's pretty obvious why, too, especially now during this challenging season with health care costs and out-of-pocket expenses going up. MediShare can save you a lot of money. The typical family saves $500 a month. And MediShare is a Christian healthcare sharing ministry that's worked beautifully for 27 years. There are different options to choose from to fit your budget. I'll give you the number here in a second. And if you call, you can get a price within 2 minutes. Maybe now is the perfect time to make the switch and start saving. Here you go. Call 833-34-BIBLE. That's 833-34-BIBLE. 833-34-BIBLE.
Leaders from all over the world are sending their best wishes to President Trump.
Canadian Prime Minister Justin Trudeau, German Chancellor Angela Merkel, and Mexican President Andrés Manuel López Obrador are among the latest leaders to send their best wishes to President Trump and the First Lady. The heads of the European Union, NATO, and the World Health Organization also wish the couple a speedy recovery.
Scientists, physicians, and other health experts are now saying that adults of all ages who are infected with the coronavirus are at risk of severe organ inflammation. Sabrina Cupid reports.
New findings from Atlanta Bay CDC shows adults with COVID-19 risk developing multi-symptom inflammatory syndrome, where several key organs like the brain, heart, and lungs develop dangerous levels of inflammation. Of the 16 patients with the condition, 2 died before getting treatment. The other 14 patients were treated with steroids to help reduce inflammation.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
Working from home? I'm Chad Dodd, veterinarian and consultant to Limp Bells. Here's some tips for keeping your dog fit while staying at home. Find 15 minutes twice a day and walk your pet at a decent pace around your place. Play hide and seek by hiding some kibble or favorite toys and letting your dog find them. If you have stairs and your dog is mobile, walk up and down twice a day for 5 to 10 minutes. Or better yet, try a power walk on your terrace or backyard for some fresh air. There are more helpful pet care tips at youmove.com, spelled Y-U-Move.com.
Some members in the Trump cabinet think the president will be back on his feet again in no time. USA Radio's Tim Berg has more.
White House chief economist Larry Kudlow says he doesn't believe the president testing positive for the coronavirus will have a lasting impact on the economy.
I am told it's a rather light case. He will be following doctor's orders, Dr. Sean Conley, who's the best in the business.
Kudlow also telling reporters that they're getting task assignments from Chief of Staff Mark Meadows that are coming down from the president. Kudlow also saying he was tested and was negative.
Major retailers are dropping merchandise from white supremacists. USA Radio's Chris Barnes reports.
Amazon and eBay will no longer sell any Proud Boys merchandise. Amazon confirming all items have been removed, while eBay's in the process of doing that now. It comes after President Trump mentioned the far-right group on Tuesday night during his debate with Joe Biden. He told them to stand back and stand by, although he said negative things about them yesterday. He had claimed back in the debate, though, not to know who they are. The next day, the group was applauding President Trump for mentioning them. It's been linked to white supremacy and accused of promoting violence at protests. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.